This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is committed to bringing a significant change in the lives of farmers, and PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana is another crucial step towards that goal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this will not only increase crop production in the districts that have been lagging in the agriculture sector, but also boost the income of our food providers. The Union Cabinet approved the Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana for a period of 6 years, beginning with 2025-26, to cover 100 districts. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced that artificial intelligence training will be provided to 10 lakh citizens in the country free of cost, and priority will be given to village-level entrepreneurs. Mr. Vaishnaw made this announcement in an event, CSC Divas, organized in New Delhi, celebrating 10 years of Digital India. The event marked a decade of transformative digital empowerment across the nation.
AI मिशन है अपना बहुत अच्छा. उस AI मिशन के तहत हम लोगों ने टारगेट लिया है, करीब 10 लाख लोगों को AI स्किल्स में तैयार करेंगे. उसमें 5.5 लाख VLEs अपने हैं, आप सबको सबसे पहले उसमें प्रेफरेंस दी जाएगी.
Highlighting the efforts and achievements of common service center workers, Mr. Vaishnaw said that village-level entrepreneurs across the country have set a remarkable example by delivering the benefits of Digital India to every citizen. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the prestigious Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25 awards in New Delhi today. The event will felicitate the cleanest cities of urban India, recognizing the tireless efforts of cities driving the Swachh Bharat Mission Urban forward. This year, the awards will be presented across 4 categories, including Super Swachh League cities and Top 3 Clean Cities in 5 population categories. Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry said a total of 78 awards will be presented this year. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will visit Jaipur in Rajasthan today. He will participate in the Sahkarita Evam Rojgar Utsav to be held at Dadia village near Jaipur. Mr. Shah will also address a public meeting and hand over appointment letters to 8,000 youths selected for government jobs. We have a report.
Mr. Shah will distribute certificates and checks to the beneficiaries of various schemes and inaugurate many infrastructure projects. He will also inaugurate 24 warehouses built under the world's largest grain storage scheme and 64 millet outlets for the promotion of Sri Anna, along with distributing loans worth about 12 crore rupees to 1,400 beneficiaries under the Gopal Credit Card Scheme. The Union Minister will also launch the White Revolution 2.0 PDCS online registration platform. He will also flag off 100 new police vehicles to be used for police stations, armed forces, troop carriers and training purposes. With Jitendra Dwivedi from Jaipur, Nitya Franco, Akashwani News, Delhi.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the ongoing negotiations between India and the United States for a much-anticipated interim trade could be sealed soon. Mr. Trump said the talks are on track and the proposed deal could provide American companies greater access to the Indian market in line with the trade pact between the U.S. and Indonesia. The Israeli ultra-Orthodox Shas Party has announced that it is quitting the Benjamin Netanyahu-led coalition government. The Shas Party quit the government in protest against lawmakers' failure to guarantee future exemption from military conscription for religious students. The departure of Shas comes one day after another ultra-Orthodox party, United Torah Judaism, resigned from the government over the same issue. Ultra-Orthodox seminary students have long been exempted from mandatory military service. Last year, the Israeli Supreme Court ordered an end to the exemption. India beat England by 4 wickets in Southampton to take a 1-0 lead in the ODI series. Indian women won the first ODI of the 3-match series last night. Hosts England have set a target of 259 runs for India. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, England scored 258 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in stipulated 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.